In Hiding by R.B. Russell. Read by Mark Young. For the first time since his arrival in Arcos, the Right Honourable David Barrett, MP, was up early, washed and dressed, and standing on the quay. Behind him the town seemed angular, dusty and harsh, but the sun was bright and glittered off the sea. In the distance, the island of Elga looked green, fresh, and inviting. There were a number of fishermen about at that hour, stretching out their nets to dry and talking with good humour amongst themselves. They didn't seem to mind him staring at them, trying to fathom their actions. At least Barrett had now seen them with their boats. It had appeared unlikely that their craft were intended to be purely picturesque. It was cool enough to stand in the sun and enjoy its warmth without discomfort, and the Englishman felt it on his face as he closed his eyes. When he opened them again, it was to see a boat approaching from the island. A man in a red shirt sat in the back of the small craft by the outboard motor, the sound of which reached Barrett a few moments later and increased in volume as he came into the harbour. Barrett assumed that this must be Simon. There was nowhere obvious for him to tie up, though, so the pilot of the boat pointed to a small wooden jetty a short distance away and turned in that direction. Barrett walked over to meet him, stepping over the paraphernalia of the fisherman, watching as the man cut the engine just before the jetty and let the boat continue under its own momentum. He was not intending to stop, however, and as the boat came alongside Barrett, he motioned for the English MP to jump aboard while it was close enough. It rocked and lurched as the man stepped in, and immediately the pilot pulled at the engine and it started up again. Barrett marvelled that anyone could appear to be at so ease on the water, moving about the boat gracefully, turning it and giving the engine full throttle once he had it aimed back in the direction of the open sea. His passenger sat towards the front, and once he had composed himself, he enjoyed the slight breeze and the sprays of water that came over the side from time to time.
"I assume that you're taking me to see Taylor," he shouted over the noise of the engine.
The young man smiled, apparently in agreement, and Barrett told himself to relax. Even if this man wasn't Simon and didn't speak a word of English, what did it matter? He had become so tired of his predicament that he no longer cared what risks he took. What could be worse than the calamities that had so recently befallen him? The boat left the harbour, passing a couple of birds, which Barrett assumed were gulls. They seemed unconcerned at both the boat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?